حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به. In the beginning of the surah, Allah تبارك وتعالى said that certain animals are halal for you to consume, إلا ما يطلع عليكم. But of those halal animals also, under certain conditions, they are not permissible for you to. Now, and certain parts of the halal animals, like for example the testicles, the urine of the animal, etc., the tongue, those parts of the animal, of a halal animal, are also not halal for you. Now, from this ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explains the 11 types of various categories, various conditions of halal animals also, which are not halal for you. And it is very important for us, especially our housewives, to know these things, so that they don't consume and they don't cook and don't let the family consume these things. It is very important to know about about all this which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And in the previous ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala said, all what Allah has made haram, so wattaqullah, fear Allah. That is, have taqwa, don't consume that which is haram. For if you do that, inna Allaha shadeedul iqab. Allah Ta'ala's punishment is very severe. So therefore, it is very important to have that level of taqwa, that we stay away from all haram things. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram, that we stay away. Here in this ayat, there are 11 things which Allah Ta'ala has described, and which Allah Ta'ala has made haram, and very important for us to know what are these things which are haram, even in halal animals. The first thing Allah Ta'ala says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ حَرَامْ هُوَا تُمْ پَرْ مُرْدَى جَانْوَا. Allah has declared dead animals to be haram for you. That is, that dead animal which dies of its own accord. It was not slaughtered, it was not hunted by a spear or by an arrow. It died of its own accord. The reason for that, the fuqaha give, is all the blood of the animal remains within the animal. And when the blood of the animal remains within the animal, then that is very, very harmful for the health of a person. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala has made it haram, because you will now be consuming that blood. And that blood is ayn najis. It is actual napaki. It is very, very harmful for the health. So therefore, it is not permissible to consume that animal which has died of its own accord. And that animal, and similar to that, is also an animal which is brain dead. That is stunned animals. Because in that case also, the blood of the animal remains within the body. And not only that, but then that animal, so the blood goes into the bones and into the meat of the animal as well. And we can see very clearly chickens, for example, which are stunned. The bones are very soft and black. And natural chickens which are not stunned, the bones are very, very hard, and they are very they are white also. And the other great harm of animals which are slaughtered in the slaughterhouses is that after that they are put into boiling water to be defeathered. And with that boiling water, the inside, the dirt of which is in the stomach of the animal, that mixes also with the bones and with the flesh. And when a person consumes, then he's consuming all that. So therefore, that is also, a person should abstain from that also completely, because that causes great harm to the health of a person. And all that mixes, that blood mixes with everything, and then we consume that. So Allah Ta'ala does not want any harm to come to us. So on that basis, Allah Ta'ala declares that the first category of halal animals are those that die of their own though that the blood remains within the body, the blood does not come out of the body. Therefore, we should abstain from all such animals. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the teachings of the Quran Sharif, which are entirely for our benefit. Allah wants our benefit, and He has only made, especially for this ummah, haram that which is harmful for us. For the Bani Israel, Allah did make certain things which are haram, but they were not because that they were harmful, but because of their sinning as a punishment. Allah made it haram for them. But for this ummah, only that which is harmful for us, that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. So it is only in our own good interest also. And we should fear Allah also, who is our greatest beneficiary, who benefits us the greatest. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.